This is The String. I'm Craig Havighurst. And now the story of some of Nashville's finest guitar players coming together for a friend and the bittersweet ending of a quietly influential life in music.
Well, I hammer these strings and those I bend, working this road from end to end. Up all night, earning my wage on a too small beer hall neon stage. Like a gunslinger, I work for hire, with only this wood and wire.
Jimmy Nahls, singing there about his own career, was a commanding, emotional guitarist who loomed large in the southern rock and roots scene of the 1970s and who spent time on the road with Dr. John, Leroy Parnell, Greg Allman, and many others. Some knew him best as one of the founding members of Sea Level, a spinoff of the Allman Brothers featuring keyboardist Chuck Lavelle. Nearly 20 years ago, not long after moving to Nashville, Nahls was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. His longtime friend Joe Glazer, one of Nashville's most respected guitar technicians and experts, picks up the story.
I was well aware of Jimmy growing up, and when he came to me as a customer, I enjoyed it for personal reasons because that music meant a lot to me. When he started showing symptoms of Parkinson's, he talked to me about it. He kind of went downhill for a while, and I went to visit him from time to time at his house. And he'd play me things he was working on.
That included songs he'd written and tracks he'd painstakingly recorded for a solo album. Glazer says the vocals were rough but soulful. The guitar playing, though, betrayed the toll of the disease.
And in a way, it's beautiful. I mean, the irony is that he was known for his vibrato, and pretty soon he had much more vibrato shaking out of his left hand than you could possibly want. At a certain point, he quit working on these tunes, and they were pretty much forgotten.
Then a colleague named Gabe Hernandez, a vintage instrument dealer, told Glazer that he was intent on helping Nahls finish the record.
Gabe said, well, maybe they're far enough to put out, because we were all interested in helping Jimmy and trying to help him make enough money to make up for the fact that he couldn't play anymore. Gabe unearthed a hard drive, and we listened to it. It was 8 or 9 rough songs, drum machine, kind of put together, and we made an effort to finish it. So I just basically, it kind of fell on me. Once I decided that it sounded like, we decided it sounded like a good idea, I went to these people I know and leaned on them and started with a few people I knew I could get to take a tune and finish it. And pretty soon we had all 7 songs or 8 songs.
The result would be dubbed the Jimmy Nahls Project. And those friends recruited by Glazer constitute an all-star lineup of guitarists who were from or regularly work in arguably the top city for guitar players in the world. J.D. Simo joins Joe Bonamassa on one track. Jazz star Larry Carlton makes an appearance, as does country picker Johnny Hyland. And there's some beautiful slide work by former Allman Brothers guitarist Jack Pearson on the track Steal My Heart.
A lot of these people were either close friends of Jimmy's or great admirers growing up, and so their reason for doing this, their reason for finding a time in their schedule and doing something that's really kind of a complicated pain in the butt to find a studio and haul your equipment in and set up and play, their reason for doing it was because they cared about Jimmy, and because I think, frankly, if we don't take care of ourselves, nobody else will take care of us as a group of musicians.
The goal was for the Jimmy Nahls Project to raise funds to help the ailing musician make modifications to his home to let him get around more easily and safely. Tragically, though, that became a moot point when on June 22nd, Nahls fell down some stairs and died as a result of his injuries. It was just 2 days after the album had been officially released.
I think the good news is that he did get to hear the final mixes before his fall and his demise. And so, you know, the silver lining is that he knew that it was going to happen, that it was coming out.
That's Chuck Lavelle, the famous rock and roll keyboard player and co-founder of Sea Level. He contributed parts to the new album as well.
Jimmy and I were very, very close in all the bands that we played in. Going all the way back to Alex Taylor, we were roommates. You know, we shared a room, and we shared a lot about our personal lives. We were extremely close friends. And so fast forward to the years, some 20-odd years ago, when Jimmy contracted Parkinson's disease, it was just a terrible thing to have to listen to, you know, to say, wow, my friend has been afflicted with this this terrible disease. And we all know that it can be debilitating, and in Jimmy's case, it certainly was.
Lavelle says that Sea Level, a band that released five albums between 1976 and 81, grew out of a side trio with drummer Jamo Johansson and bass player Lamar Williams that would sometimes play private shows or open Allman Brothers dates.
After the brothers broke up, the three of us, that is J-Mo, Lamar Williams, and myself, kind of looked at each other and we said, you know what, we can either all go our separate ways or we can keep this idea together and decide what we want to do with it. And at that point, we, of course, decided to keep it together. And I said, guys, you know, I think we should really add a guitar player, and I think we should get Jimmy Nalls down here. I was very comfortable with Jimmy. I knew his work from the years that we had played together prior. I knew that he could bring something really special to the band, and of course he did do that.
His reputation established, Jimmy Nalls spent the 80s and 90s working with some exceptional rock and roots musicians, including Leroy Parnell, the Nighthawks, and T. Graham Brown. As Parkinson's robbed him of his ability to play, he tried numerous therapies and took a stab at being a recording engineer just to stay engaged with music. But the decline was relentless. Joe Glazer says the efforts of the 20 or so players who contributed in various studios over a couple of years to finish the Jimmy Nalls project was about overcoming some of the helplessness that the musicians felt at Nalls' condition.
I think that deep brotherhood, as corny as it sounds, as much as it sounds like soldiers in the trench, it's true of musicians too, and that deep brotherhood was really clear when we were doing these projects. And it was so moving, and I think that's one of the things. It didn't heal Jimmy Nalls, but it healed the rest of us.
The album itself is on sale on iTunes and other digital platforms, and separate donations to defray the family's medical debt can be made at JimmyNallsProject.com. For WMOT, I'm Craig Havockhurst.
Well, I miss the road, I miss the fun. Back in the day, I'd be the first to run. Now I ain't got nothing, that's the price I pay. I miss the road and the songs we play. I miss the days when my ride.